Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch. Your host, Diane Lenning, has been an educator for over 30 years, teaching in public high schools and the California Youth Authority, teaching many subjects such as history, English, math, science, music, and driver education. Have you ever wanted to learn English or other languages? On our show, we read books in English and several other languages such as Spanish, Thai, Laos, Chinese, Swahili, Vietnamese, Arabic, and Urdu. We hope to add other languages as well. We use various methods for you to hear and practice English and other languages through prayer, music, meditation, following along in reading, listening, and speaking. You can listen to our archive show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience. You can listen on Facebook or on the Internet through your computer. To find our show, type at the top of your computer, http://www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Once you locate the page, scroll down and click to start a show of your choice. Radio shows are posted after each recording to Facebook at www.facebook.com/Diane-Lenning. Diane shares the microphones with co-host Nancy, John, Kui, Esther, John Paul, and others who interpret English for listeners around the world. Please enjoy the rest of the song and we will begin. We hope you will enjoy the show. Lenning Escuela, bienvenido a Merar. Su anfitrión, Diane Lenning, ha sido un educador por más de 30 años. La enseñanza en las escuelas secundarias públicas y la California. Dirección de la Juventud. La enseñanza muchos temas como la historia, inglés, matemáticas, ciencias, música y educación de los conductores. ¿Has querido aprender inglés o en otros idiomas? En nuestro programa, leer libros en inglés y en varios otros idiomas, como el español, tailandés, Laos, China, Swahili, vietnamita, árabe y urdu. Esperamos agregar otros idiomas. Utilizamos diversos métodos para que pueda escuchar y practicar en inglés y otros idiomas a través de la oración, la música, la meditación, después de leer, escuchar y hablar. Usted puede escuchar a nuestra audiencia, 24 horas al día, 7 días a la semana, a su conveniencia. Se puede escuchar en la cara libro o en internet a través de tu orador. Para encontrar nuestro show, escribe en la parte superior de su equipo. http://www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Una vez que encuentre la página, desplácese hacia abajo y haga clic en iniciar un programa de su elección. Programas de radio se publican después de cada grabación en Facebook en www.facebook.com/Diane-Lenning. Diane comparte el Microfono con co-anfitriones Nancy, John, we, Esther, Juan Pablo y otros, quienes interpretan. Interpretan inglés para los oyentes y en todo el mundo. Por favor, disfrute del resto de la canción. A continuación, vamos a comenzar. Esperamos que disfrute del espectáculo. Welcome to Lining School Watch. This is Diane Lining, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. It is such a joy to be with you. Wherever you are listening from, it's so great we can connect through Blog Talk Radio. You can email me at diane@lining.com. Please enjoy the show. Bienvenido a Escuela Lining Mirar. Este es Diane Lining, el host que le llegan en directo desde los Estados Unidos de América. Es una alegría estar con ustedes, donde quiera que escucha, en tan grande que podemos conectar mediante Blog Talk Radio. Puede enviar un mensaje de correo electrónico a mí, diane@lining.com. Por favor, disfrute del espectáculo. Enjoy the show.
Hello, my friends and family. We're so glad we're together here again for a time of sharing, reading, learning English, and worshiping the Lord God. This is Diane, your host, from the United States of America. Let's begin this time by bowing our heads and praying together to the Lord Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share the word and the good news and the teaching abilities of our co-host for those around the world who wish to learn English and about the good books of the Bible. We're so glad, Lord, that each one is listening, and pray that you will bless each one and that you will anoint those who wish to go and share the good news with others, Lord, and that you would protect them, preserve them, help to be them to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, so as not to cause any difficulties in their lives. We pray, Lord, for those who need jobs, that you would provide a way, Lord, for each one who has bills to pay and families to take care of. We pray for those who need an education, Lord God, that you will provide the education for them to fit the need where they live. Lord, that you would lead and direct their future and assist those who have not come to know you to learn to come to know you during this show tonight or today, whatever time it is in their area of the world. We pray above all that you'd bless each one and help them to come to know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, friend, and Lord. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, tonight's show or today's show, whatever time of day it is for you, wherever you live, is in Swahili, English, and Arabic. So we have people around the world who speak all of those languages, but mostly probably English is the one that's known universally by most our listeners. But we're hoping those of you who understand Arabic and Swahili will listen in and share this broadcast with your friends and family that you know speak those languages. And we know that some of you are able to burn a disc, they call it, in which you can share with others. And we encourage you to do that because we know that many of your friends do not have computer access or a phone in order to listen, so or an iPad. So we know that this will help reach many thousands of people around the world to know of the good news about the Lord. Tonight in English and Swahili, we'll be reading in Matthew, and in Arabic and English, we'll be reading in John chapter 2. So if you'd like to get your book ready, you can be ready with us. But before we begin tonight in our reading, let's share together and worship together and just bow our heads and lift your hands if you want, seated or standing, doesn't matter. The Lord sees you and knows your heart wherever you are in whatever position. If you're laying in a sick bed, the Lord sees you there and knows your thoughts. And just enjoy this together. Be still, my soul, with the Imperials. And stay tuned. We will be right back.
Surrounded by the cares of life, situations rise, they press against my soul. Desperate thoughts have blocked me in. Feels like I may lose control. Somewhere inside me brings comfort, fills my heart with courage, that lets me know everything will be all right.
I hear him say,
still my soul know that he is God. And quietly is the Lord.
God is for me, who can be against me? He is God.
He's still my soul, is the Lord. Try to rule me. Remind me, Lord, of who I am. Show me what you want me to be. There is great strength and confidence, knowing that you are with me. I'm not afraid of tomorrow, what waits ahead.
I hear him say,
he's still my soul, know that he is God. And quietly is the Lord.
God is for me, who can be against me? He is God.
He's still my soul. He is the Lord. He's still my soul. He is the Lord. He is.
praise the name of the Lord. That's a beautiful song, isn't it? We'll be listening to more music throughout the show, but right now I'm going to begin reading in English in Matthew chapter 7, and then when John joins us from Africa, he will read in Swahili as well as pray for those in Swahili. Chapter 7, Book of Matthew. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? In other words, why are you so worried about the frailties or imperfections of another, when you yourself have imperfections as well? We all do. And so let's not be too harsh, because we might be judged with that same harshness, but yet let us show love one to another and understanding and pray for one another. Verse 4, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull or cast out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So the scripture here is telling us, ask, seek, knock, and you will receive what you ask for, and things will be opened to you. So follow what the word commands. Verse 8, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because strait or narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That is because the way unto life and eternal life is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, by receiving Jesus as your personal Savior. And there are millions, if not billions, of people in this world yet to hear this good news. All they have to do is to hear it and receive it and accept it, and they can enter in the narrow way. 15, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Now, we've seen this article or cartoon depicted a lot in politics, especially about wolves in sheep's clothing. That's not an unusual thing to have to watch for these days. But I'd like to read it one more time, and then I'm going to introduce John, who will begin, I'm hoping, in Matthew 7. That's where I'm reading, but you can correct me. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And the Lord will tell us in Scripture here to follow how to notice that and what to do about it. Oh, I just lost him. So perhaps he'll call back in. I'll keep reading. Verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down or cut down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. In other words, that's how you're going to be able to tell whether it's really a sheep, a true prophet, or whether it's a false prophet, a wolf in sheep's clothing, by their fruits, by the good things that they do, and those things that follow the law and the scriptures. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Iniquity is sin. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Are you founded upon the rock, the Lord Jesus? And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and that house, which if we liken that to ourselves, it could be us that fell not, for it was founded upon a rock and the truth of the scriptures. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people or multitudes were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Wow, what a wonderful scripture, that second chapter or seventh chapter in Matthew. We'll look forward to when John calls back. But until he does, let's worship together and listen to Awesome God. Indeed, our God is an awesome God. We'll be right back. John has called in, so we'll go to John. Hello, John, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very good. I can hear you better tonight.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
I read in Matthew chapter 7. I hope that's the correct one. If not, please tell me, and please open in prayer, and then continue reading. Nice to hear from you.
I read in Matthew chapter 10.
You're in chapter 10? Okay, then I will read that later on in the show after you're all finished so that people hear chapter 10 in English as well.
Well,
go ahead.
If your Esther calls in, you can cut me short, okay?
All right. If Esther calls in, I'll cut John short, and then you can call in like 20 minutes later to finish if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matayo, mtakatifu, tuombe. Let's pray first. Baba Muumba wa mbingu na nchi, mwenye hekima kuu, tukufu ni tukufu wetu, Baba Mtakatifu, Baba wa haki, Baba mwaminifu, Baba Muumba mbingu na nchi, mwenye Mungu na mwenye Mungu ushemdea, tukuomba utubariki na hatupea hekima hii ila jibiri ya Mungu na kulisoma neno lako. Elimu tuamsha siku ya leo, elimu tuomba Baba utusikie, ande mwaminifu ande mwishe mdogo, kwa jina la Yesu amba mtuamini, amen. Ande Mungu mkuu, amen. Thank you Lord. Magayo Mungu la kuri akawaita wanafunzi wake kumi na wawili, akawapa amri juu ya pepo mchafu, watoe na kupoza magonjwa yote na udhaifu fulani. Majina ya hao mitume kumi na wawili ni haya: kwanza ni Simoni aliyeitwa Petro, na Andrea nduguye Yakobo, Zebedayo na Yohana nduguye Filipo, Lipo na Bartolomayo, Tomaso na Matayo mtoza ushuru, Yakobo wa Alfayo na Padayo, Simoni Mkananaye na Yuda Iskarioti. Hao ndiye mwenye kumsaliti. Hao zinaishara Yesu aliwatuma, akawaagiza akasema, katika njia ya mataifa msiende, wala katika mji wote wa Samaria usiingie, bali shikeni njia kuwaendea kondoo waliopotea wa nyumba ya Israeli. Na katika kuenenda kwenu, girini mkisema, falme ya mbinguni imekaribia. Pazeni wagonjwa, ufueni wafu, takaseni wenye ukoma, waeni pepo mmepata bure, toeni bure. Msichukue dhahabu wala fedha wala mapesa, mishipini nyozi wala mkoba wa safari wala kanzu mbili na viatu wala fedha, maana mtendekazi hastahili posho lake. Na mji wowote au kijiji chochote mtakachoingia, lakini nani humwambie na mtu aliye mtu mwaminifu kaa kwake hata mtakapotoka. Nani mkiingia katika nyumba salimuni, na ile nyumba na nyumba ile ikisahili ya mani yenu na mishikilie, kwamba haistahili amani yenu awarudie nyinyi. Na mtu asipo wakaribisha wala kusikiza maneno yenu tokapo katika nyumba ile au mji ule, ni keli na vumbi na miguuni mwenu. Amin nawaambia, kwa rahisi nchi ya Sodoma na Gomora kitainizi adhabu ya sisi na hukumu kuliko mji. Angalieni mimi na watuma kama kondoo kati ya mbwa mwitu, basi mwenye ilioni na busara kama nyoka, kwa watu wapole kama huo, kuweni na busara kama nyoka na kuwa wapole kama huo. Jihadharini, verse 17. Jihadharini na wanadamu, kwa maana atawapeleka mabarazani. Na katika masinagogi yao atawapiga. nani mtachukuliwa mbele ya maliwali ya wafalme kwa ajili ya kuwa ushuhuda kwao na kuwa mataifa. Lakini hapo watakapo wapeleka, msifikiri jinsi mtakavyosema, maana mtapewa saa ile mtakayosema, kwa kuwa si nyinyi msemao bali ni Roho wa Baba yenu asemaye ndani yenu. Na ndugu atamsaliti mwingine ile wao, na baba atamsaliti mwana, na mwana watayeinukia wazazi wao na kuwafisha, nanyi mtakuwa mkichukiwa na watu wote kwa ajili ya jina lao. Lakini mwenye kuvumilia hata mwisho ndiye atakayeokoka. Lakini watakapo kufukuza katika mji huu, kimbilieni mwingine. Maana ni kweli nawaambia, hamtaimaliza miji ya Israeli hata ajapo Mwana wa Adamu.
Sean, our friend
Hello.
Esther has called in. Would you like to say a concluding sentence, and then we'll let Esther read?
Okay. Let me read verse 24 then. Mwanafunzi hampiti mwalimu wake, wala mtumwa hampiti bwana wake. Can I say he to Esther?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just a second. I'll have to click her in. Hello, Esther. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Morning.
Good. John wants to say hello.
Okay.
John wants to say hello.
Welcome. Okay. It's okay.
Hello. Hello, Esther.
Hello.
How are you, Nyai?
Hello, John. Good. How are you?
Very hello.
Good, son. Very hello.
Mzuri sana. Nashukuru kusikia ukisoma.
Asante. Mimi pia. Ulimaliza?
God is faithful.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Praise the Lord. Okay, John,
you can stay on
a little bit, or please call back in about 20 minutes and finish, okay?
Okay.
All right. Esther, you may begin in prayer and then read in Arabic, and I believe you are in in John chapter 2, correct?
2. Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Let me pray. Shukran Hilal Fisama Hana Bashkuru Yazasa. Shukran Abu Lano Mashin Namshinagru. After Glubna Uzakarna Kalmada Leti died. Abu Kun Makula Nasa Samin has a Zaman Adim Shukr. Adim fatakari, adim hikma shahnet beries ma kalam bitab. Be ma garena spri shahr al-fad, asya ma shi nagwa, kitab bitab se injil yohanna, abuyi afta gulubna, halina na kulina sgidat tani, afta gulub bitana, afta en bitana, afta ruj bitana, shahnet ber narakhis fi kalima bitab rabbala. Abuyi ana bashkurak, lana na barab bainu, nahne, Iblis dari damina fi dunia, syaitan dari damina. Abu, after gulubna, after enbitana, halina nab, jifi gidan bitak, halina nashuf, kalma bitak shunu, abu, shukran, nab, jidu, kaza, zaman, bintim, fadi, yasum, sin, sal. Amen. Injil bitana yom, binaliga, si injil Yohana, gai bitana yom, Yohana asasani, dima, صار الفات قرينا يوحنا الأولى أتسا بنالغة يوحنا أتسا أوئي صار الحول كان في قرينا في ساحل الحول أتسا ليلة بنقرأ في الساحل الثاني ومن عدد واحد لعدد 25 وتسمع. وفي اليوم الثالث كان الإيريس في كان الجليل وكان الأم يسوع هناك ودا أيضا يسوع وتلاميذه إلى الإرس ولما قرعت الخمر قالت أم يسوع له ليس لهم الخمر قال له يسوع ما لي ولك يا إمراء لم تأتي ساعتي بعد قال الأم للخدام مهما قال لكم فعلوها وكانت ستأجرهون من الحجار ووضعها هناك أسف تسيرون اليهود يسعى كل واحد تسيرون أو ثلاثة قال لهم يسوع أمله إجران ما فأمله إلى فوق ثم قال لهم أسقروا لأنه وقدموا إلى رئيس المرهى وقدمه فلما دق رئيس المرهى لما متحول الخمر ولم يكن يعرف من أين هي لكن الخدام الذين كانوا قد استقروا الماء علموا وداها الرئيس المرهى إريس وقال لها كل الإنسان إنما يسمع الخمر جيد أو المتع سكرون فيزيد دون أما أنت فقد أبغيت الخمر جيد إلى لأنه هذا بداية الهياد فعلها يسوع في زمان الجليل وأنظر مجد فآمن به تلاميذه وبعد هذا انقدر إلى الفقر وهما وإخواته وتلاميذه وقام هناك أياما ليس كثيرة وكان فسح يهود غريب فسد يسوع إلى أورشليم ووجد في أيكل الذين كانوا يبيهون البقر والأغنام والحمام والضياف وجلسوا وزنها الصوب من الحبال وترك جميع من الأيكل الغنام والبقر والكوادرهم فاربا والقلب موادهم وغانا للبيع أمام أرفعوا هذا من هنا لا تجعلوني بيت حبيبي بيت التجارة وتذكر تلاميذ أن مكتوب غير بيتك أكلتني أجاب يهود وقال له هيا هيا ترعنا حتى تفعل هذا أجاب يسوع وقال له أنقذوا هذا أيكل وفي ثلاثة أيام أقومه فقال يهود في 46 سنة بنى هذا الأيكل وأفاد في 3 أيام تقوم وأما هو وكان يقول عن هيكل هي جسد فلما قام من الأموات تذكر تلاميذ أن قال هذا فهمونا فعملوا بالكتاب وقلم الذين قال يسوع فلما كان في أورشليم في عيد الفصح عمل كثيرون باسم إسراء وآيات له سنة لكن لم يهتمنه على نفسه لأنه كان يعرف جميع لأنه لم يكن محتاجا أن يشهد أحد عن الإنسان لأنه أهل ما كان في الإنسان شكرا هذا ختام بتاع آية إنجيل يوحنا 2 تبدأ من عدد 1-25 بتكلم عن يسوع لما يسوع فاد جلي أول ميراكل كان يسوع عمله في جلي كان عمل شنو لما انقلب موية للمريض في الإرس كان عمله في كانا غانا الجلي بني أول من حفاد هناك وتلاميذ وأمه وإخواته فاد هناك يدروا الإرس وكان الخمر قصر قام قال لتلاميذ يجيب مول أملاوها جراد أي حاجة الفج عم لو بموي زي ما يهود بعمل بعدات بتاع يهود ملاو موية قلب لي للخمر. عشان كده أول موجزة يسوع عمله قلب مريسة قلب موية للمريسة وناس بقى فرحانين ناس إريس كان جبه الهريس ضيوف قام شربوا المريسة وكان طعمه جيد جدا. لكن بعد هرفوا بين وقام سالوا في المريسة دي جاي من وين خمش جاي من وين لأنهم عارفين بينه كان الخمر انتهى فسالوا نفسهم نجد الخمر وين. لكن نفس الكان القدام الكان هذر يدر قال لهم كت الموية يسوع قال لهم كت الموية في الجراد قدر يا ربين موجز ده رب هذا الابن الله قدر يا ربين ده ما زل ساعي ده الابن الله هذا هو كلمة اليوم. نرجع لفاستا بتاعنا. هلو فاستا Hello.
Have you said this salvation prayer yet?
Amen. Yeah, I finished reading. Let me pray. Can I pray?
Yes.
Okay.
You already did, yes?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, is there any last...
Let me pray. أو
مشكورك
ربي في السماء أنا زي ما سمعت هذه الكلمة بكلمة بتاع ما كلمة بتاعي يا ربي تطلع الكعب وتكتل كويس في قلوب بتاع ناس بتاع لأنه أنا بكلمة بتاع هو صحيح هو نظيف أبوي إذا عضيفت مني شيء أبوي أساعدني هديني قوة بتاعك هديني حياة بتاعك هدي ناس بتاعك حياة كويس تاني مرة كون مع ناس بتاعك أبوي ما تخلينا نبدأ في الدنيا وموت بقى كتير في الدنيا أبوي بقينا كل ما يوم ناس بموتوا أي مهين عشان خطية عشان خطية بقى كبير في حياة بتاعهم دول دير على نفسهم يا أبوي ما شغالين لباقي الناس سلاب كوري أي مهين ناس بموت ليل ونهار عشان كل ده ليه عشان خطية ونحن بنعمله في الدنيا ما بنشوف ميل بتاع ربنا ما بنكور ليك انت يا رب يا رب عفينا يا رب نسأل كل بسمة صوت يا رب باركهم انا ما بديم هاي لكن انت بتديم روح بتاع بتديم قوة بتاع بتديم حكمة بتاع زي ما عديت طالما يا ابوي انا بشكرك الهي انت الرب ربك الهرباء ملك الملوك انت الرب الوحيد انت هلال مجيد انت فوق الكل انا بشكرك الهي انا بشكرك وبمجدك يا ابوي كن معهم كن مع الناس في غابة الان كن مع الناس في تيد اشياء كن مع شوفها اللي بموت في هذه الساعة يا ابوي كل ما الناس اللي راجلين في المسيفة ناس في سرايب زي ما بيعرف بيقوم كده يا ابوي انت يا ابو سعيدهم هديم حكمة بتاعك خليه يقوموا وبكره نجي نصلي نجي سوى نجي نرنم ونمجدو نمجد كله برجع لك يا ابوي مجد كله بكون لك انت لانه انت ربك الوحيد الدنيا ما بعمل لنا هاي لكن انت يوم بتقدر نحن عندنا حياة لها أبودية أبوي أنا بشكرك كل الناس بتسمع هذا الكلام صلي معي واركع لربنا وكورج لربنا بحفي لك كل اللي تدير لك بدي كل الحاجة اللي تدير بكرة تجي تكلم تقول شوفوا شاهد تقول كل المعجزات يا رب نعمل لك your testimony You testify what God did in your life. Thank you, Lord in heaven. Nashukru. نما جدو خالد زمن لعند إتربك الوحيد بسم فادي سوم سين سالي آمين. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Esther, I would like to pray for you before you go, so just stay on with me for a minute. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for Esther. Dear God, we pray a protection over her, all of her friends and family and relatives. Lord, build a protective hedge around her and give her and her friends and family wisdom.
Thank you.
Lord, help them to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, as the scripture says.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray that you will anoint her as she shares the word with others, and that many will come to know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior because of her love and dedication for you. And we thank you for it. We believe it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Okay,
thank
time
you,
is short,
thank
but
you.
If you'd like
God
to speak just
you.
A little bit in English to me, I'd like that.
Yeah, sure. I can talk. Sure, sure.
Do you have a special prayer request you'd like us to remember when we pray for you?
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm in medication. They told me I have kidney problem. I don't know.
Are you getting enough good food and good water?
Sure, yeah.
Yes, good. Praise the Lord. Well, we are so grateful and praise the Lord every day that you're able to call in and share the word.
That is lovely, God, really. I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we look forward to the next time you call in.
I have many testimonies to tell God sometimes. I have many testimonies. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Well, we probably don't have time today, but maybe next time you could give a testimony and we'll allow for that on
Thank
the time.
You. Thank you. Thank
okay.
You.
Take care.
You,
love
bye.
You, my sister. Bye-bye.
You too. I love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, my friends, we're going to listen to A Thankful Heart with Petra. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Isn't Esther wonderful? Hallelujah.
That you
Hallelujah.
Given me,
be right back.
And it can only come from you.
There is no way. You become so real, Jesus, you've given me so much I can't repay. I have no offering. I have a thankful heart that you have given me, and it can only come from you.
thankful heart from the Lord. Do you have a thankful heart? You can have a thankful heart, but unless you've received Jesus as your Savior, we won't see you in heaven, my friends, and we want you to be there with us. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The gift of everlasting life comes from God, and that's God's best gift of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. In John 1:2, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." In John 3:3, it says that you must be born again in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. In Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 14:6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." John 10:10, "I am come," that's Jesus speaking, "that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Isaiah 53:4 and 5, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he, Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions, for our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities, our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." So the wounds he received with the whip, the stripes on his back, we can receive healing. And we receive forgiveness for our sins because he was wounded for our transgressions. If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, you can do that right now with me by saying a prayer either out loud or in your heart, in your spirit, if you're not able to speak out loud. If you're in a group and there are others who know the Lord, let's all say it together, so they will feel comfortable in saying this out loud. Let's pray. I like to fold my hands and close my eyes. Say this after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I am separated from you, and I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. And I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way by stepping out of darkness into the light, walking in the light with you, Jesus, here the rest of my life. I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life all the days of my life, and I receive Christ's gift of the Holy Spirit as my comforter and guide to give me greater understanding in the Scripture as I read and study with other Christians in order to grow into the stature and adulthood of a Christian as Jesus has given as our example. We thank you so much, Lord, for this gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I just rejoice that you are forgiven, that you are now a member of God's family. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm just going to play a few seconds of I Am Forgiven, and then I will bring in John to go ahead and start in just about 30 seconds. Hang on, John. We just said the prayer. You're forgiven now, my brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. We'll be right back.
Sin kept your spirit from birth.
Okay, John, you can come back on the show now and finish where you left off. Please tell me in English where you are, too.
I'm in verse 24.
Verse 24. Okay, go ahead. Thank you, brother.
Okay. Yamtosha mwanafunzi kuwa kama mwalimu wake na mtumwa kuwa kama bwana wake. Ikiwa umemwita mwenye nyumba Belzebul, je, si zaidi wale walio wa nyumbani mwake? Basi msiogope, kwa maana hakuna neno lililositirika ambalo halitafunuliwa, wala lililofichwa ambalo halitajulikana. Ni waambialo ninyi katika giza, lisemeni katika nuru, na msikialo kwa siri, lihubirini juu ya nyumba. Msiwaogope wauao mwili, wasiweze kuiua roho. Afadhali mwogopeni yule awezaye kuangamiza mwili na roho pia katika jehanamu. Naam. Je, mashomoro wawili wa uzi katika senti moja, wala hata moja haanguki chini asipojua baba yenu? Lakini ninyi hata nywele za vichwa vyenu vimehesabiwa zote. Siogope basi, bora ninyi kuliko mashomoro wengi. Basi kila mtu atakaye nikiri mbele ya watu, nami nitamkiri mbele ya baba yangu aliye mbinguni. Bali mtu yeyote atakaye nikana mbele ya watu, nami nitamkana mbele ya baba yangu aliye mbinguni. Msidhani ya kuwa nimekuja kuleta amani duniani. Si kuja kuleta amani, bali upanga. Kwa maana nilikuja kufitini mtu na babaye, na binti na mamaye, na mkwe na mkwe mtu. Adui za watu za mtu ni wale wa nyumbani mwake. Apendaye baba au mama kuliko mimi hanistahili, wala apendaye mwana au binti kuliko mimi hanistahili. Wala mtu asiyechukia msalaba wake akanifuata hanistahili. Nikunyona nafsi yake ataipoteza, naye mwenye kuipoteza naye yake kwa ajili yangu ataiona. Awapokeaye mimi anipokea mimi, naye apokeaye mimi ampokea yeye aliye mtume. Ampokeaye nabii, kwa kuwa ni nabii, atapata thawabu ya nabii, naye ampokeaye mwenye haki, kwa kuwa ni mwenye haki, atapata thawabu ya mwenye haki. Na mtu awaye yote atakaye mnyonyesha mmoja wao wa wadogo wa hawa kikombe cha maji ya baridi, kwa kuwa ni cha wanafunzi, amini naambia, haitampotea kamwe dhahabu yake. Amen. I'm through.
Praise the Lord. Did you pray the salvation prayer?
Let me pray.
Okay.
Baba, nakuja mbele yako kuwaita waliopotea wakuje kwa ajili ya neno lako. Neno lako mtakatifu, neno lako linakuokoa. Kila piano bure ni mtu tu kuchagua kuingia katika neno lako. Baba wewe mtakatifu, Baba mpeana uhai kuomba tusikie, utuite kila mtu na jina lake kwa misingi ya haki. Kumbe Baba wewe mwenye nguvu na mwenye heri njema, mpeana uhai mwenye fedha na dhahabu, mwenye nchi zote, Baba atukutuma na Yesu, naomba nikiamini. Amina.
Amen. John, I would like to say a prayer for you. So please stay on. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for John, for his dedication and his love for you, Lord. We pray a protective hedge around John and his people and his community. Lord, we pray that you would continue to anoint him as he shares the good news with others in his part of the world. Lord, we pray that you would help him to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove, as the scripture tells us. And Lord, we pray many blessings upon him, Lord, that you would give him the fortitude and the strength to withstand the trials that he may face. And Lord, we pray that you will give him blessings of the ability to finish his education, to make money along the side with his crops and whatever else he does, and that his family can make a good living for themselves. And Lord, we pray for his church, Jesus, that you would help them to grow and to multiply in many numbers, Lord, that many throughout the area will come to know the Lord. And we pray for those evil ones who wish to do harm against Christians, Lord, that you would woo them unto you by your spirit, Lord, and that they would be changed and their hearts and minds would be softened and wooed unto you by the Holy Spirit, so that people of all races around the world and of all religions would come to know the truth and the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father God, and that they would accept the gift of the Holy Spirit to help them have understanding in the scripture. And we pray these things believing and in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'll give you a minute to say something in English.
Yes, I'm so happy today. Indeed, it is God's word. It's God doing his work. I'm so blessed. And since we started this show, it has changed many lives. And it has taken a mighty hand of the Lord. Sometimes network is bad, but God is faithful. He keeps fighting for us. He keeps showing us the way. Each and every day, he keeps us showing new things. That in life, you have to trust in the Lord and believe in the Lord. There's no other shortcut rather than to be in the Lord's presence and to thank God in every situation. God is faithful. So happy for Esther having called in. Despite what their country is going on, the word of God shall remain the true thing. The word of God shall remain. It shall stand tall. God is wonderful and God is marvelous. We serve our living God. Amen. So happy to hear.
John, for next time, would you find a praise story from someone that you can tell us about and take a couple of minutes next time that we get together and share, so that people can hear about what God is doing in Kenya and parts of Africa that you may know about. Will you do that?
What?
Will you get a testimony, a story from someone about either a miracle that God has worked in their life or how God has saved people or blessed your church in what way or helped someone get a job or... Whatever, will you find a story from one of your community members and share that with us next time?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, I'll tell you more about it in the way that we communicate. We're so glad that you've been with us here tonight, or it might be morning for you there where you're listening. And you can praise the Lord that John calls in for those of you who speak your language, and we hope you're learning some English as well. So take care, John. Thank you for calling in.
Did you talk to Esther?
Pardon me?
Did you talk to Esther?
I can't understand you.
Did you pray for Esther? You prayed for Esther?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, I did already. Yes, when she was on. Okay? So thank you so much. We'll talk to you next time. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So thank you, everyone, for staying with us so far. We are going to play another song, and then I will come back and read Matthew 10 in English for those of you who just heard it in Swahili. And whoever else is listening and wants to hear it in English, you will hear that. So let's listen to Let Everything That Hath Breath Praise the Lord with Petra. Stay with me. I'll be right back. This one's a little bit of a rock song, I think. Turn that down a little bit. Okay, let everything that has breath. We'll be right back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we're going to read in English in Matthew chapter 10. So if you have your book, turn to that and follow along. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power and authority against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And when we are a Christian and a follower of the Lord, he gives us that authority as well. Now the names of the 12 apostles were these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into my city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Wow, that's a commandment, isn't it? Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip nor wallet for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat and food. And into whatever city or town ye shall enter, inquire and search out who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back. And let's lift the name of the Lord on high in praise and worship. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Verses. I'm telling you, I did not read ahead tonight. and did not know this was the scripture we would be reading, but it's the same words I prayed for both Esther and John just a few moments ago in verse 15, chapter 10 of Matthew. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city where he sends us. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Praise the Lord. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogue. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought, or be not anxious, how or what ye shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. That's an interesting verse there. Ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master or teacher, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered thou shalt not be revealed, and hid thou shalt not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. That is a command for us, that what I tell you in darkness, or like secret, that speak ye in the light to the world, in other words, and what ye hear in the ear, what the Lord gives to us and directs us, what do we hear from him? That is what you are to preach, ye upon the housetops, to the whole world. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. We just have about 10 more verses left, and let's take a quick short break, because I think it's important that we think on these scriptures, and let's just worship the Lord with a thankful heart, and we'll be right back. Stay with me. Praise the Lord. Listen to this next section. It's a little different than you might think. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth me after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. It seems like it's contradictory, doesn't it? But when understanding comes, you'll know the full meaning of that. The Holy Spirit can give you guidance in understanding that section. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That was really a rich chapter in the word we read tonight. We thank you for being with us. We praise the Lord that you have been with us and hope that the Lord has given you understanding of what we've heard tonight in three languages. And we pray above all that you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and decide to join God's family. For that is your way to heaven. And we want to see you all there. So we're going to close tonight, my brothers and sisters, as we're coming to the end of another great time together. And it's our privilege to share this time with you. We really hope and pray that this time will benefit you and that you'll have opportunity to share this show either by burning a CD or showing others how to find it at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. You can also open it up in an email, or if you have the ability on your cell phone, you can listen on that or on iPads and tell others about it. It will bless them. You know it will, because it includes the Word of God in three languages. Tonight's show was in English, Arabic, and Swahili, and we thank and praise the Lord for the messengers of the Lord who said the word in their native tongue. Let's bow our heads and close together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each one who hears this show, and we pray for each one and all of their families, loved ones, and those in their churches, their neighborhoods, their communities. Lord, we just pray that you would protect them and put around them a a hedge of protection, and we bind any spirits of evil that would come against them, and we loose the power of your angels on their behalf to fight the spiritual battle for them, Lord, for we know the time is near the end, and the devil goes around roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And we pray, Lord, that people around the world will recognize and know that the time is short, and that they will begin to share more and more with others, so that everyone they know and love can be in heaven with them, for we don't want to leave anyone we love behind who might suffer in the lake of fire. Lord, we just pray for each one who needs a healing, that you would touch them tonight. And we believe that healing comes through, like it says in the scripture, by Jesus' stripes. Ye are healed. You can claim that healing now in the precious name of Jesus. And we are going to pray for many of our countries and friends around the world who live in these countries, that those who are leaders in this country, each one around the world will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the Lord will woo them unto him by his Spirit, so that the whole world may know Jesus, may come to know the Lord, will have opportunity to hear about the Lord, because we know the time is near the end, when there will be no more opportunity for people to hear the word of the Lord. And we just want everyone to hear and have opportunity to hear of the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to, in Jesus' name, amen. And I'm going to, in the last minute or so, if I can get this map to pull up, because I try to say it by memory, but try as I might, I need a little help to say some of these countries, especially the newer ones that have changed in the last generation from when I memorized the whole world as a child. So let's hope that I get this to open up in time. I can start saying for some I can remember. Lord, we pray for world leaders and all our Christian family and those who are not saved to come to know the Lord in countries of the world, including Canada, Greenland, Iceland, Finland, Sweden, Norway, United Kingdom, Russia, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, Turkey, Greece, Italy, Poland, Denmark, Romania, Germany, France, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Scotland, England, India, Myanmar, Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Sumatra, Indonesia, Australia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Kuwait, Qatar, Iraq, Jordan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Oman, Yemen, Israel, Egypt, I think I said Turkey, I'll say it again, Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, Western Sahara, Mauritania, Mali, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Gambia, Liberia, Ivory Coast, Gabon, Congo, Central African Republic, Chad, Democratic Republic of Congo, Angola, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Botswana, Mozambique, Swaziland, Lesotho, South Africa, Madagascar, Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Sudan, Somalia, Maldives, Sri Lanka. Praise the Lord. I think I said, I didn't say Philippines, North and South Korea, Japan, I'll say China again, New Zealand, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Peru, Guyana, Venezuela, Grenada, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, St. Lucia, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, Suriname, French Guiana, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Galapagos Islands, Mexico, American Samoa, Falkland Islands, South Georgia, UK, South Sandwich Islands, and the Canary Islands. I don't know if I said Morocco, Malta, Vatican City, San Marino, and there's that country in Europe, I don't think I can pronounce it, that it's like 4 miles square. We pray for that one too. We pray, Lord, for all these countries and any I might have missed. Lord, that your presence would be there. Oh, I miss Cambodia and Rwanda. And I don't think I said Panama and Malawi. Oh, Liechtenstein, Montenegro, Kosovo, Palestinian territories, Israel, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Luxembourg, Slovenia, Croatia, Austria, Hungary, Serbia, Moldova, Macedonia, Albania, Cyprus, Lebanon, Jordan, Guinea-Bissau, Guinea, Ghana, Togo, Benin, Cameroon. Oh Lord, we just pray for all these countries. And if I skipped one country, Lord, help them to know that you, Lord God, know where everyone in the world is and that you want them to know of the love that you have for them, that you love them so much that you gave your only begotten Son who suffered and died for our sins and for our gift of salvation you give to us. And Lord, we pray that every ear that hear this, Lord, we pray again that every ear that hear this will say yes, Lord, and accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And we pray, Lord, for the leaders of the world that you would woo each one unto you by your Spirit. Lord, we pray for America. I don't want to forget my own country. We pray for America, Lord, and Cuba, Jamaica and Haiti and those islands, Lord, that you would bring a sweeping revival across the entire country that will spread throughout the entire world for the great awakening, hallelujah, and revival, renewal of all people around the world. We pray this in faith believing, for we know, Lord, that you want each one to hear about you, and we just praise you again and thank you for it so much. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord as we say goodnight tonight. We're so glad you've been with us. This is Diane, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America, because God has given me the assignment to share the good news with those around the world. And I hope that you too will take up that assignment and share the good news with others as well. For the time is short. The end of this world as we know it is near. And we approach the end times in which there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Remember, my friends and loved ones, and Christian family, even those who are not yet Christians, God loves you, and so do I. And God wants you to be a part of his family. Will you join today? Take care, my friends. Until next time, this is Diane Lenning. Good night. Good day. Bye-bye.